The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Kelly's Home Center, Pindertal, Popeyes, Printmasters, Ron's Electric Motors, and Skin Solutions Day Spa and Salon.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. It is an absolutely beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. Always happy to be in the land of the living, out here breeding, living, giving praise for the fact that we're here, baby. It is May 7th, 2025, Wednesday, hump day, and we are today being able to jam the way that we are. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. Always shouting them out. They are down there, good, decent people. Even at the beginning of the month, the first 7 days of the month, you guys are still contemplating what you're going to do as it relates to your insurance. Go down there, check them out. Check out their great prices. They are extremely competitive. I want to say, I dare say, they're the best in the game. You can be able to check them out right now. 3411AFS, 3411AFS. They can take very good care of you, actually, my good friend, Mr. Richardson, or Ethric Bow. There's some other packages available, so don't just confine yourself to believe that they're just providing for or car insurance. They have great stuff available. So you want to find out more information about that, got to shout them out. Got to be able to talk about my people as we're getting closer and closer to Mother's Day. Closer and closer to Mother's Day. We're talking about a great deal of things that's happening out there. Indulge mom or yourself this Mother's Day at Skin Solution to Mom with Love, $299. That's a 50-minute Swedish massage, 60-minute custom glow facial, and a gel manicure and a classic pedicure. That is a beautiful thing, just for $299, to say, Mom, I love you. I was thinking about you, just being able to slip that to her and during this particular time, right? Celebrate Mom for $209. That's a 50-minute Swedish massage and a 50-minute Swedish massage or a 60-minute custom glow facial, gel manicure, and classic pedicure. This is Mom's special treat also. It's $199, $198. 50-minute Swedish massage with sugar foot scrub. You can't beat that. You would need that. You don't want to tell your mother a foot hard, but my God, all the stockings tear. Make sure you get that thing taken. $198, 50-minute Swedish massage with a sugar foot scrub, 60-minute custom glow facial. Mom's Day or of Bliss, $145. You can't beat that thing. Talk to me. Full body dry brush exfoliation. 50-minute Swedish massage and the extra 15 minutes on the foot or a scalp massage. And this is only found at Skin Solutions. Skin Solutions. You want to be able to check them out. They're a day spa and salon. They can take very good care of you, these particular packages. And rates are available up until May 31st, 2025. And you can be able to get your gift cards. They're available and they're valid for 6 months. All packages include wine and chocolate. Wine and chocolate. So you're going to be able to enjoy yourself and have a good time as it relates to what's going on for Mother's Day during this particular time and season that we're out here being able to celebrate. I know a lot of persons say, man, you know what? Let's not get into the commercialism. Let's get into these particular things. Why they want to be able to find us in the position of, and capitalism and so forth and so on. They're only trying to get money. Nah, well, you know, take some time out to recognize your mother. And if you're one of those that recognize her all the time, then, you know, this is just another day. But if you don't do that, if you're kind of wrapped up in the hustle and bustle of day-to-day living and you find yourself in this kind of a position, well, I say take the time out and say to mommy, mommy, I love your baby, and give her something special, right? Make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. Rubio warns on China. U.S. Secretary of State again urges governments against facilitating Cuba. Consistent about that particular thing and being able to talk about that. United States Secretary of State Marco Rubio on Tuesday urged Caribbean leaders to make responsible, transparent decisions when selecting vendors and contractors for critical infrastructure projects, ensuring they are not vulnerable in privacy and security risk and exploitation by malign characters like Chinese Communist Party. This is a lot. This is a lot, and that's a mouthful from Rubio to say. Now, he has an objective and a responsibility for being able to carry out the wishes of leadership. His president, Donald Trump, being able to carry out these particular things and waging war really against the concept and idea of not just communism, but the concept and idea. And I think that this is a caveat. This is how they cloak it. They want you to be able to see it through the lens of we're concerned about forced labor, right? And I think that that is sort of the deviation and the concentration that they'd like to be able to say, this is where we're focused on. But this is an eradication of the inevitability of China becoming a superpower established, right? It's one thing that they're supplying the entire world with product. But it's another thing when the world views China as the go-to spot. Now, a great deal of countries has taken on this kind of a position where they've changed their the currency in which they trade in. The currency in which they trade in now was primarily or significantly the U.S. currency. But now persons are trading in yuan, they're trading in different currencies, finding themselves in a position that deviates from the American-centric concept that has existed for decades now. And so I believe this Make America Great Again campaign has a desire to be able to realign the world with putting America back at the pinnacle, at the helm. I want to talk to you about that and talk about these particular things. San says another PLP term would leave 26,000 persons in worse health. 26,000 persons in worse health. U.S. cites that Bahamas over handling of child abduction cases. And Pintard says that two families cannot be in control of Freeport. I'm sure we can be able to talk about that. Stopover visitors, the numbers are down 4% decline. This is what we talked about. Even the speculation and the environment charge, despite the fact that things have shifted over the past few weeks. And President Trump, Donald Trump, has taken on this kind of a position to pull back just a pinch for about 90 days, sort of a cool-off period, even though there's been modifications in the tariffs and significant reductions and sort of a calmer approach to being able to deal with those things. There has still been numbers that reflect the uncertainty of the times that we live in. Let's talk about those things today, guys. We're out here jamming the way that we are. I'm sitting here with none other than Garth Roseboro. Garth, say good afternoon to the people out there.
Yeah, President, good afternoon. Howard Grant, the Foundation, Guardian staff and management. It's good to be here again. Our good friend, Branville McCartney, he had a birthday yesterday. I think Branville is
58. Hey, Bran, yes.
58. He's 58 years old.
Happy birthday, Branny. So, I saw that.
Yeah, I promised him I'd give him a special shout-out. To all of you behemoth people who support the foundation, we ask for your continued prayers, especially at this time, Howard Grant. We look as if we're in the silly season. And you know that silly season, they're going to cast all kind of allegations against you. But I just want to remind the behemoth people that the purpose of the foundation is not to be biased, but simply to report to you the necessary ingredient what it takes to rebuild our nation and make it into the better nation that we know that it could be. So thank you once again, Howard Grant.
Absolutely. I want to be able to wish Thurza Dean, my good friend Ephraim Jones called me this morning and said, Howard, wish Thurza Dean happy birthday. So happy birthday to Thurza Dean. I saw a couple people that I know birthday is going to be celebrating in May. If you're celebrating a birthday in the fifth month, if you're a child of grace in this fifth month of the year and you're celebrating a birthday, I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I pray that the Father continues to be able to watch over you and strengthen you as you move forward with your objectives and the purpose that you've been called to. But Garth, I won't talk today, man. I won't talk today as we look in the newspaper.
Yeah,
and we identify these things.
What would Bob Barnes say? I want to jam it with you.
Looking at these things, and I don't know. I think I want to piggyback from this position that the Free National Movement, and more specifically that Michael Pintard has taken as it relates to him being able to count the tea leaves and being able to speculate in this position to say that we believe that the Progressive Liberal Party general election, and we also believe that that general election will be called by September. It sounds eerily familiar, sir. I think somebody else said that I believe that based upon what we're seeing. upon what we're seeing.
You got me sitting here.
I just say it.
You ain't trying to be decent today.
No, I'm absolutely decent, sir. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying that I think somebody else said that.
Yeah, I know.
About maybe 2 months ago. Based upon what we're seeing.
That's somebody.
If it continues, there is an expectation. After, I think this person put out an article also indicating when Fred Mitchell has taken on this kind of a position to indicate that they're going to test the strength of their party come June 6th. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He said, we're going to test the strength of our party come June 6th. This kind of a language, this relentless posture where we're seeing the Minister of Housing trying to be able to give out keys. I don't even know if the people got the ruffian in the house yet. You're giving out keys. Talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing everything necessary to show your organization as progressive, productive, producing those things that they've applied to, those things that they've actually done, right? And so talk to me about that. Talk to me about what you have seen and whether or not you make anything of this particular position, what Michael Pintard has actually put out there.
Well, you know, everyone is paying attention at this particular time, Howard Grant, and what they're receiving is actually free analysis and consultation as they move forward. The mere fact that you...
Hold on, don't make it seem like that's what we are here. No, we're just talking. We look and we see and we talking.
But you see, what people don't understand is what it means for Howard Grant to sit in this space. It means that even after you leave this program at 2 p.m., your phone continues to ring, and if you don't shut it off at a decent hour to take care of your family... you're going to continue to be inundated with information coming from all quarters. That would be the PLP, the Free National Movement, the COI, the BCM. Everybody's going to be calling Howard Grant and say, you know what, did you hear that? Do you believe this? I disagree with that. I don't like what you said. I like what you said. This is a continuous situation. It happens to me as well, probably not as much as Howard Grant. But Howard Grant, the truth be told, is that it's interesting how much the Free National Movement is listening to what is being said. What bothers me, though, is that they always take this position that we're being hard on them for some reason. It's not about being hard on you. It's just simply to reflect what is happening on the ground. It's what is being said on the ground. Now, if you don't take that into account to either better yourself or to strengthen yourself or to prepare yourself, then what do you want me to do? I can only tell you what the people are asking for on the street. And I think one of the biggest issues in politics, Howard Grant, is when politicians do not listen to the people on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to be humble. You got to listen and follow the instructions of the people if mm-hmm. you want to get into the House of Assembly. Howard Grant, I want to ask you this quickly. And I don't want to get really, but let's just be real. You made mention the last time that I sat with you. You said that I do believe that the PLP has an edge at this particular time. Of course, you Free National Movement people, you called me up, said, Garth, why are you being so hard on the Free National Movement? The COI people called me and says, you know what, Garth, why are you not mentioning us? Well, when we mentioned the COI people didn't even call in and say, you know what, Garth, I agree with you, or Garth, I disagree with you. You don't participate in the show, so what do you want me to do for you? If you're not participating, then I can't speak for you. As for the Free National Movement, I say this to you, Howard Grant. If you do not have any candidates named as yet, you don't have anybody that is nominated, no one that has been vetted for your party, Howard Grant, how can you want Howard Grant, Guardian Radio, or myself to say that you have an edge over the PLP? And you don't have no candidates?
Well, I don't know whether or not that's the responsibility of traditional media. I think our responsibility is to observe. And I think we have a special caveat here in talk show and attach an opinion.
Yes.
And I think that that's what we've done in this particular space. That's what I've done and seek to do. And the opinion is always, in my view, calculated based upon the elements that present itself right now.
Yes, sir.
Right now.
Yes, sir. We're going to talk for now.
So I take a historic view. I look at the rhythm of what existed prior, and I speak to the culture that exists, and I always kind of evaluate those things accordingly. And that's how I got to these particular assessments.
And I don't think you're wrong for that.
Right. No. Well, you know, I just get cussed for it.
Of course we do.
I get cussed, I think, Friday, that when you and I sat together, people call me and say, how Garth could say this, how Garth could say that, how you can let God say this, how you can let God say that.
Oh, Lord.
And I think it makes an interesting conversation because I believe that these exact conversations are happening in various spaces.
Yes.
Now, because we're tiptoeing into such a sensitive time.
Very sensitive.
And persons are looking to media.
Mm-hmm.
For sort of an example, a beacon as to the direction that they should take. This has been historic. It doesn't matter if I'm in this spot. It doesn't matter who's sitting in this particular seat. It doesn't matter who has the mic. Persons have often looked with a subconscious expectation of transparency to the media.
Yes.
To say which direction we should take. What do you think should happen? You've assessed this. You've been doing all these stories about the country for such a long time. What are your thoughts right now? And so they tune into the talk shows. They tune into, they open up their papers and read the editorials. They read, they want to catch a sense of what's happening around the country.
Yes.
Whether or not their spirit is saying the same thing that everyone else is saying. Does people feel the way I feel? Should we choose this? My God, I don't know if I should. What assurance and sort of being able to find a seconder. They go to the papers, they go to the news, they go to talk shows, they go to everywhere trying to be able to, and they go under the tree. They go out by the beach. They go all over just assessing and collecting information to determine what we can do next. Because we in this time now, Garth.
Yes, sir. We in the time.
Because we in the time now, everybody and their ma.
Yes, in the time. In the time.
Calling you and cussing you out for your opinion that you carried the whole time.
So Howard, you're a good man.
They're calling me and cussing me out for an opinion that I possessed.
And what I say on your show. On what I say on your show.
Okay.
So Howard Grant, we are both Bahamian men, and the one thing I want to tell the world today is that we love our Bahamian women. We do. But when you meet a pretty girl and her breath smells bad, how the hell do you tell her breath smells bad? She fine as hell. She knows she fine as hell, but she just ate an anchovies pizza. Her breath smelled bad. What you want me to tell the girl? Tell me, Howard, what you want me to tell this girl? Because she breathing in your face. What you want us to tell the girl? We only could tell you, miss, you want a mint? And that's what we're able to tell you, one mint or one candy.
You don't ask them. You open it up and you put it in your mouth. That is the politically correct thing to do. You open the whole pack up to them and you take one out and put it in your mouth and then you offer your mouth. That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
So, I'm only saying, Howard Grant, if I see that your breath smells bad politically, what you want me to do? You could be a beautiful organization. You could have a wonderful history. History may say that it is now your time to be the government. But if things are not adding up and actually the mechanism is not orchestrating itself properly, what the heck do you want?
100% accurate on my part.
Go ahead.
As I look at the Free National Movement, I said the biggest hump and the hill that they had to climb over and be gingerly, right? They had to walk gingerly over this proverbial time bomb, this ticking time bomb with landmines in this hill was Dr. Menace. And they kind of just trudged through. They say, oh, you know what? The hell with it. If we lose some as a result of trying to get over this hill. They did that. There was a few explosions. They might have had some casualties as a result, but I believe that the FNM has finally found themselves over this hill of dealing with Dr. Minnis, right?
You think so?
Yeah, I believe so, right? That's one. Now, the second thing is how swift can they be able to put this together as it relates to being able to give credible, desirable, strong, socially identifiable, the characteristics that we've been looking for in leadership for a long time. How do they now put a team together that represents this sort of an essence that we want to be able to perpetuate and propel in society quick as hell? How can we do that quickly?
So
that's the second challenge that they have.
I like
they really didn't get you. They really didn't get you phase one. Phase one was destruction. Phase one was demolition. Okay? They had to demolish this sort of an idea that Dr. Minnis is attached to this. People still can't go in there. The society doesn't trust Dr. Minnis. They're still indifferent about whether or not he's trying to find his way back into this leadership position. They have done phase one. Phase one, demolition, done.
That's the hard part.
Phase two, foundational building and erecting this concept that people can look and say, now this is going to be a beautiful building. They in phase two right now.
Well, I'm looking at the Guardian paper.
Now, if Michael Pintard in the Guardian could be able to say.
You see what he said on the front page?
Two
families cannot be in control of Freeport.
He's talking about Freeport.
Yeah.
He have to touch everything right now. 45 minutes ago, the Guardian, you could pick it up online, nassauguardian.com, right here on the Facebook, the official Nassau Guardian Limited. Early election FNM, Michael Pintard says that he would be surprised if the prime minister sets on it. He would be surprised if the prime minister sets an election date for 2025. I suppose this meant that he would not be surprised. Guys, go back and look at that. He would not be surprised. Pintard told Guardian Dwight Strawn that he would commit to a fixed election date if the Free National Movement wins in the next election cycle, right? Press Secretary in the Office of the Prime Minister, Keishla Adedi, says that Davis has given no hint. That's not a question that you ask, Keishla. She is not involved in the interview. In the intimate dealings of how political organizations structure themselves and move forward. She's responsible for providing information that she's delivered.
Mm-hmm.
She has to respond and take directive. If anyone takes directive, that's what Keishla's responsibility is. She can't give you no innuendo or suggestion that I've heard something. That's inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So she can have to say, based upon these particular things, without formality, the government has not said anything.
Mm-hmm.
Any innuendo, like hint, is indicating that there might be a fly on the wall. And you know how we deal with flies on the wall. We don't deal with them. Mm-hmm. So if Michael is saying, after phase one demolition is over, and we step into phase two, and he have to be able to build and erect. Listen to me. He has to swiftly erect this building.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing. We ain't talking about the interior just yet. We ain't talking about the design. We ain't talking about the feng shui on the inside of the building. We're talking about we have to see this building up in the air quickly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if the first thing he's doing out of phase two, when we didn't finish with phase one, if the first thing you're doing in phase two, which is the erection of this building, is to say, I think we get into an early election, then Bala, you ain't ready.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was an expectation socially that May 1st, the Free National Movement would put out ratified candidates. They would ratify X amount of candidates.
Mm-hmm.
This ratification has not happened.
Not yet.
Not as yet.
Not yet.
Okay? We're in the seventh day. And by the seventh day, the leader of the Free National Movement is speaking about the possibility that there will be a snap election. Even possibly a snap election, the Free National Movement has not shown itself even erected up to bell cost just yet.
Well, I don't understand.
Now, I believe they got the material right there.
They do.
They got all the material right there.
They do.
But they got to get the job site. They got to get the job site going. They got to start working.
So, you know, I know you got to throw out your numbers and you got to go. I see your lines are lit right up. I don't understand. It must be Christmas time. But let me ask you a question then, Howard Crime, before you go to those lines or throw out your numbers.
I can take a break first. Go ahead.
You take a break? Mm-hmm. I can take a break with you before I ask you this question.
All right, let me take a break, guys. I see the lines are lit up. You know the numbers to be able to dial. When we get back, I'll give it to you. Quick break. Going to be right back after this.
Foundation.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing matters, to booklets, to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Brace yourself with the ultimate heat with Popeye's new Ghost Pepper Sandwich. Our new chicken sandwich enhances the beloved Popeye's classic by incorporating our slow-burning, chili-infused Ghost Pepper sauce on a crispy chicken filet inspired by Louisiana cuisine. Think you can handle the heat? Stop into Popeye's and test your limits. Available for a limited time only.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Throughout history, from bartering in ancient markets to the invention of paper currency, convenience has been at the heart of the way we pay. As time marched on, so have we, from barter to cash and cash to digital. Whether you pay with an online bank transfer, digital wallet, or contactless card, with digital payments, options abound. The world never stops evolving, and neither should you. Choose convenience. The future of pay is digital. Visit us online at livedigitalbahamas.com and on social media.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday afternoon, hump day. I'm grateful to be in you guys' company. The lines are wide open. If you want to be able to join in the conversation, I'd love you to do so. 323-625-4316, 325-4316, 325-4259, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-996. Got to be able to shout out Crystal Select for their beautiful water that they continue to be able to give me, refreshing water all the time, being able to do that. Oh, guys, hit me up, 422-4796. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, what's up?
Hi, good man. What's up, dude?
Hey, I'm great, man. What's up, God?
Hey, how you doing, my brother?
God, are they giving you any nomination for any of these political parties?
I got a nomination from the foundation, Howard Grant, to sit with him on this beautiful Wednesday. I was supposed to be fishing today, actually, in Green Key, some 60 to 80 miles away from here. And I just want to give a shout-out to Mr. Burrows, Dr. B. He lost his daughter-in-law,
and so
he had to run off to West Palm Beach. Ooh. And then my good friend, Super J, John Gibson, he was in a very bad traffic accident, maybe about a little over a week ago, and he finally got consciousness this morning. So I got all those calls 4 o'clock this morning, and I did something that I don't normally do. I drank some Coke soda just to try to keep myself awake today. But I'm glad that you're here, and just want you to know I thank you.
Man, yeah, man. You and Howard, y'all are good people. You know,
despite
the fact that who might have indifferences as y'all being talk show hosts, right? From my personal point of view, I don't have no gripe or no problems with y'all guys.
Praise God.
But I see you touched on something when it says that Mr. Pintard, opposition leader,
mm-hmm.
he says that two families, but in other words, it's not fair that two families basically control Freeport.
I think that's a good title that he gave.
But Howard, as a person who grew up in Grand Bahama, and we call Grand Bahama Freeport Grand Bahama, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know who the two families is, and if y'all really want to go deep into it, let's be realistic. Grand Bahama is not a PLP town.
Mm-hmm.
All right? The most seats we ever win in Grand Bahama was three seats.
Oh, you mean the PLP? Okay.
Right? The F&M has won numerous times five seats.
Yes.
Okay? Now, we know, we don't have to call any names on the radio, we know who is back the Free National Movement from Mr., Big Mo time. All right? I'm from Grand Bahama. My family in Grand Bahama are F&Ms.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, when Michael Pintard trying to come with this two families. He know the two families. And why won't Michael Pintar talk about how those two families or the government, what he's trying to capture over $300 million? Why don't he talk about that?
Dubed, I appreciate the telephone call, my brother. I think you're trying to convolute the conversation and to bring it down to a level where it is, I don't think this is a highbrow conversation. Mm. And I think that the complexity involved in this conversation is the desire for diversity. Okay? Let's be very clear. Michael Pintard and the innuendo, he chooses not to, that's his business, means Edward St. George, the St. George's, and the Jack Haywood. Okay? If you go back to the essence of this relationship that existed in Grand Bahama, you'd realize that in 1955, Freeport was Bush. Freeport was absolutely Bush. The government of the Bahamas, the PRP at the time, forged a relationship affording the leadership to be able to acquire a significant portion of the land. They came into agreement. They made this Hawksbill Creek Agreement. They signed off on these particular things. Those particular entities had the responsibility for being able to execute the way that they did. Out of nothing emerged a city, which was the made all those in the region jealous because of the deep harbors, because of the closeness to the United States of America, because of the relationships, because so forth and so on. Okay. Now, 70, 80, however many years later, we find ourselves in this kind of a position where there is a craving, there is a desire, a relentless desire to see the inclusion of others, religiously, and other aspects. This is not just sort of a lowbrow conversation. And I think that Michael Pintard should be able to incorporate this in the event that he wants to be able to talk, right? This is not a lowbrow conversation that only has to do with the numerics. It's saying just about who owed the government what, and what is the, if the Port Authority owes you, they owed you from when Ingram was in power. They had owned you from Ingram was rowing with Hans Babak. They had owed you from all these particular times. They'd owed you when FNM members of parliament found themselves in a position where they used to work for the port or they don't work for the port no more. They've owed you, listen, okay, don't fight it. We understand the relationship that the Port Authority has in Grand Bahama and the position that they have in Grand Bahama. And we may even believe that the FNM was a little bit sweet on the Port Authority for some time. Okay? But that doesn't deviate from the conversation that we're having today about the possibility of being able to see a diverse aspect, the incorporation of real entrepreneurialism and significant empowerment for those persons that live in the space of Freeport, Grand Bahama. As a Grand Bahamian, I believe that. I believe that. I believe that there should be diversity. I believe that the opportunity should not only reside with Haywards and the St. George's, their heirs and successors. I believe that real opportunity should be afforded to the people of Grand Bahama. I believe that. Now, if that's the conversation that Michael Pintard is having, I'm with him 100%. But if we want to convolute this and degrade it down to a position with who, oh, what, and all these things, if I want to be transparent with you today, watch me. I believe this is the same conversation that Fred Mitchell is saying. I believe it may not as be as polished as we would like to see it, but this is the exact same conversation that Fred Mitchell is having. There needs to come an opportunity for diversity to enter this sphere, this space, for real opportunities, for you to be able to be as transparent as possible, for the government to be able to retain its power and position and the authority that it's supposed to have in these particular spaces. But there's a legal rambling. I don't want to diminish the conversation like that. I don't seek to do that. Go ahead, Garth.
Well, you know, Grand Bahama is a mystery to us here in New Providence. There's always been somewhat of a divide, unless you have family members living in Grand Bahama. But I do respect the Grand Bahamian people for their resilience, I would grant. I've visited there. I've seen the condition of what you call an airport. I've seen the condition of the hotel that's just sitting there, real estate just sitting there, doing absolutely nothing. I've seen the marina. I've seen the straw market, and for such a place that used to be titled the Magic City, definitely the magic seems to be gone. But what is still magical about Grand Bahama are the people that continue to reside there and make a living. I would encourage Bahamians here in New Providence and elsewhere in the Family of Islands that anytime you're looking for a Bahamian vacation, you want some good seafood. The menu in Grand Bahama is quite affordable. There's much to see in terms of landscape, and maybe you'd want to take a family trip to Grand Bahama because it should be quite affordable, especially Airbnbs, etc. But let's not give up on Grand Bahama. I think Grand Bahama still has potential. There's a lot of cleaning up. I'm truly going to build a greater and a better Bahamas, Howard Grant, for a place that used to be our second city. I say we need to give it another shot.
Well, I will say this. I don't seek to... Somebody texted me and said the PLP was not in government in 1955. But I'm talking about the formality of these particular things, okay? I want to say this, all right? The political conversation that we're going to have as we tiptoe into this season, as we take off the garments of formality into this kind of a stark, naked approach of city season, all right? My show is going to be about transparency. I will not change the course of action that I take.
Mm-hmm.
I will not change the course of action that I take on this show. You understand me?
And you've always been honest.
I will not change the course of action to be able to advocate for one political organization or another. About the inclusion of diversity and real opportunity for entrepreneurialism, a real opportunity for the middle class to be able to revive and find themselves in a renewed, revive, restored, realigned position in Grand Bahama and throughout the Bahamas is the conversation I will have perpetually. If you're going to bring your political malarkey to me, the devil is a lie. I don't have the time for it.
Yeah. I
don't want you to spin the situation to be able to ensure that there's brownie points, not on my show. We can shut it down today.
Mm.
I just want to be decent with you. This ain't about no FNM or no PLP. If the FNM come here and they're indifferent about these particular things, we're going to be honest and truthful and always advocate for a nationalistic position for growth and development in the country. If the PLP come here and wishes to be able to give their swayed position or their particular direction of what should happen on, under the New Day umbrella or whatever they intend to do, I will have to realign that and say, this is a nationalistic position. And if you don't have a conversation with me, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not going to fight you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to come here and say, well, what about this? We've heard enough of that over the years.
And then people want you to mention their organization, especially in the third party realm, but you ain't willing to come and sit with Howard Grant or make the investment to get your message out. And
make the investment is a strong thing. But let me take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
A pleasant good day.
Good day, guys. What's happening?
Mr. Grant, and to God, Roseboro. Good day to the nation.
My brother. It's good to hear from you.
Mr. Grant, I want to have a conversation with you today.
Go ahead.
All right? I can take 30 seconds to build this house before I let you walk in it.
I like it.
Now, last week, Survival Line, your colleague had a show, and the narrative was the country is burning, and the government is inadequate with firefighting equipment. All right? Now, I called the show, and I asked him a few questions. Of course, I started with, you know, we have to educate our citizens with burning brush fires and stuff in the yard during, you know, dry seasons. Because, of course, we had a couple of properties that burned down from people burning trash and debris in their yard, and the fire went off into other properties and burnt them. But I asked him a question, all right? And the question was, and I'm only bringing this on your show because a lot of people are calling the other shows and, you know, they're commenting about it and everything. But I asked him the question, has anybody ever did a survey or some kind of study to see why is it that when the PLP is in power and just during the election year, why is it that the nation burns so much? Why is it that we have so many major fires like the car dump? That's case in point. When just before Chrissy got put out, we had all those fires on the dump and everything. And, you know, it was like almost, you know, fires after fires. And then after the FNM won, we had not one fire on the car dump anymore. Not one fire happened on the landfill anymore after they won. Now, Well, here we are back a year, 15 months before election again, and the country is burning again. It's like fires are everywhere. What is this? So I asked him to do a study to compare when the FNM is in power, how many fires do we have versus when the PRP is in power?
I appreciate your telephone call.
Coming down to election year.
All right, I can do my best to be able to talk about that. I appreciate your telephone call. It seems as though you want to have a study in superstition. I don't know whether or not that's one of the things that we can do. I think both political organizations found themselves creeping to that study and indicating that when the FNM is in, this is how much people died. And when the PLB is in, this is how much people get murdered. And you'd realize and recognize, even with the introduction of this conversation, that there's share in both sides. This ain't got nothing to do with FNM or PLP if my house on fire. If I got the woman says she had to scream at the man, please, mister, come and dredge a little something over here so my house can be on fire. Everybody ground brown grass, grass brown in Nassau. You ride around, you look at these particular places, the only way you see plush grass, the water bill high. This place is dehydrated. It's a dry season, unfortunately. This is the space that we're in right now. And to create an innuendo, a subtle implication, an idea to structure as a soft seed, a mustard seed, and tuck it away into the minds of the electorate to say that when the PLP in power, the place can burn down, is wild. You need to stop. You need to stop. You need to stop. And don't bring Chivago, the conversation you had with Chivago on my show. Oh, it would be decent. Because I don't want your drag me on Chivago's show, and then I hear all level of condescension and all. I don't want it. Let's talk. Me and you talk. Let's talk. How am I talking, Garth?
I like the way you're talking.
Let's talk.
And we've always been straight. Let me say this to you, Howard Crowder. This is what I was going to ask you before you go to the news. The Free National Movement, for the most part, has just simply appeared to be in somewhat disarray. That's the way they just appeared to be. They were just hitting at every issue and trying to make an attempt for just being in the free, as it were. I'm not trying to bring any unnecessary attention to any one particular individual, but let's look at Al's constituency, where, of course, he is my cousin, Brian Brown. But what I want to say about Brian Brown is that Brian Brown has been on the ground continuously, program after program after program, spending his money. Headquarters is open. I have an issue personally because if you're going to give this man a nomination and others along with him, why have you not at least given us the first 5 or 10 candidates based on your timeline? You could have said, you know what? We promised you in May that we're going to roll out some of the candidates that are vetted.
You mean the Free National Movement?
Yeah, and just simply say Brian Brown, say Michael Pintard, say Shannon Dawn Cartwright. Why not?
You can't say that.
You promised that, but if you can't say that, then what you're going to do, you want to let him...
Who promised that?
No, I'm just simply saying they said at this particular time they're going to continue to roll out the candidates.
Oh, no. I thought you mean that they promised that these would be the candidates.
No. But I'm just talking about rolling out the candidates that you are sure about. In other words, Howard Grant, if you've been spending your money over the last 4 years, let me ask you, when do we want you to stop spending your money if we're not going to give you the nomination?
No, I can say this to you. And ain't nobody asked you to spend your money first and foremost. That's your
decision. No one asked you. I agree with you.
That's your decision.
I agree with you.
Your aspirations has placed you in a position where you invested in what you believe in.
But I want you I want you to save me some money and tell me you just...
By being patient.
Being patient, I spending my money?
No. You're spending your money. Nobody thinks you spend your money.
Yeah, but boss, if you then figure... Guess what? I already ran before in your organization. I've already supported your organization as chairman. I've already done my part to support other people who have ran. I'm still spending my money.
God, let me say this to you. I can structure it like this, and then we can take a commercial break and get to news, right?
Okay,
I can structure it like this. Whether it is an organization, a team, or whatever the case may be, I know you can roll with me. You're my dog. You're my boy.
You know that.
I know. Garth, listen to me.
Okay.
With Howard Grant, you can roll with me.
Okay, good.
I have not identified a specific capacity in where I believe you could be best suited to ensure that we could get to the victory that we're looking for.
But I've been...
Your aspirations is to be a member of parliament.
Yeah.
My position and responsibility is to win the next government of the Bahamas.
It can be.
That's what my responsibility is.
It's supposed to be.
No. My responsibility is...
I agree with you.
...to put all the pieces in place that the next go-round... we could win the government of the Bahamas.
Okay, I can tell you why I said what I said, but go ahead. Go ahead, because...
As time progressed, Bahamian people late to the dance many times.
Late to the dance.
They don't know who their aspirations are, whether or not they're going to come. There's a vetting process. There's a time that we could be scouting people and having conversations and so forth and so on. These things take time. You got to convince people. Then you got to go back to your wife and you got to do all these things. These things take time.
You know what you sound
You've been there the whole time
you
with me.
Yeah, but you know what you sound like? You sound like a man who's trying to marry this woman and she keep talking about, let's do it next year. Let's do it next year.
No,
or like a woman who's talking to the man saying, we can do it next year. And every year is next year.
No, that ain't what it sound like.
Okay, tell me what it sound like.
I'm trying to explain to you, you and I already had significant conversation about the identity of a constituency. We didn't talk about these things.
We spoke about those things.
We talk about what the caliber of this particular constituency embodies. We talk about that. Boy, and on this show, we also paired people who we've believed that carry that conviction
my boy,
to stand in those particular
you
constituencies.
You is my good friend and you on quicksand, sir.
We've said you, before
oh Jesus,
that if Von Miller stays in Golden Isle,
yeah.
If Von Miller stays in Golden Isle,
I listen in.
Absolutely, we believe.
Listen in.
We believe.
Yeah, I listen in.
That
Brian
Brown,
yes,
has an opportunity to be able to be victorious.
And Von already said he's running again.
Now, if Von running again, okay, now hold
and
on.
Then Fred Mitchell said that they have no one else to replace Von Miller.
Okay,
that's already published.
Hold on.
That's published information.
That ain't means nothing.
No, they don't mean nothing, but at least it puts you...
The PLP ain't ratified.
They don't have to.
Okay, no, hold on. Yes, they have to.
They don't have to.
That's the formality of the organization.
They don't have to because they have to mean name nobody either.
Now, watch me.
Everybody in the PLP is safe right now.
You and I have already indicated that there may be some trouble lurking for certain members of Parliament.
Definitely.
In the House of Assembly.
Definitely.
Right now.
Definitely.
In the FNM.
Opportunity.
You and I have already identified that even the chairman who's looking for certain positions and wants to run in the constituency.
Looking where?
Right, he wants to run the constituency.
He didn't say he going to Elizabeth. That's what he said. Now he said that came from his, but he said he going back in there. Now, I don't care how you look at me with your little smirk. He said he going back in there. So don't be looking at no Golden Isles, and don't be looking at Long Island.
Doesn't mind what to do.
And don't look at Golden. Don't look at Long Island, and don't look at Kalani.
Listen to me.
Don't look at Yamacraw. You say you going back in Elizabeth.
Listen to me.
You talk about accountability and transparency, and you said you going back in Elizabeth. I want to see you be a man of your word and go back in Elizabeth then. Now, don't be looking down in Golden Isles.
Listen, Dwayne Sands, don't listen to this man, eh?
What you mean don't listen to this man?
Don't go back to Elizabeth. What you want me to do?
Like, hey, that's your friend.
Back to Elizabeth.
He's a decent doctor. He's a decent man. He's a decent family man. But the man said he going back in Elizabeth.
Listen to me. Don't go back to Elizabeth.
What are waiting in Elizabeth for him?
Jobet.
What Joe Bett equals? How you translate that into English?
No, I wouldn't take a chance with Joe Bett. And I wouldn't, personally, I wouldn't do it.
So why don't? Why he said he going back in there? Because she already dared him to come in there.
If it was me, I'm not saying he's good or bad. If it was me, I would find a constituency because of his, he's risen to the point in the organization where people could identify him with strength and say that he has a particular elk and cut and so forth and so on. Now they want to pair him with a constituency could have greater appreciation for him. But not that Elizabeth didn't have appreciation for him. Not that Elizabeth
did
not have appreciation.
No, because they did vote for him.
Because they did vote for him.
Yes.
However, the landscape is shifting in that constituency.
Running. In Kalani. He running. Now you ain't going to run for that. He running.
Minnis can get some good votes, but I don't know whether or not that's going to equate to victory.
You think Sands go to Kalani?
I'm not going to speculate right now.
You named the seat. You said Kalani, Golden Isles, or Yamacraw.
Let's take a quick commercial break and be right back.
Or Long Island.
Let me take a commercial break and be right back. Let me take a commercial break, get the news, and be right back.
Yeah, go to news.
Let's go to news, guys, and be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The Cable Bahamas Group of Companies is proud of the incredible work our Alive Fiber technicians and sales representatives do every day on the front line and behind the scenes. To our loyal customers, we thank you for believing in us as we've hit the 20,000 subscriber mark. We couldn't have done it without you. Not with us yet? What are you waiting for? Join the Alive Fiber family today. Visit AliveFiber.com to sign up.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Brown and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect, being able to jam the way that we are, talking about a little bit of politics, trying to be able to make sense of what's happening out there. The former prime minister is taking on this kind of position that says that he is he's expecting to win. He's going to go back in Kalani, which he served for in the capacity of a member of parliament. For, I don't know, a decade or almost two, and he wishes to go back, and he can win. This is what he say. He can win. I can win.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is,
you gotta know when.
I like your perspective today in terms of, as the Bible says, you if your eye offends you, you pluck it out of your. The hand offends you.
That's phase one,
right?
Phase one.
That's a very, very extreme form of distancing yourself from that part of your organism that is unwanted or that is hindering, right?
In an extreme form, it's a survival mechanism.
Yeah, but it's still extreme.
If you got diabetes,
Bob Marley say,
and your foot doing
Bob
something,
Bob Marley say, don't cut
chop
my toe.
Chop it off.
No, Bob Marley say, don't cut my toe.
And Bob Marley dead.
Yeah, that's all right. Some people rather die whole than to die in parts.
But that don't make no sense.
It may not make sense to you, but everybody has an opinion.
That don't make no sense.
Everybody has an opinion.
You dead.
Yeah, they dead by dead whole.
You know. Ain't no sudden. You dead.
Yeah, you can dead whole or in part, but you still
one foot or two.
Yeah, but that's all right. Some people die amputating too.
Listen to me.
Death comes by amputation as well too, by the way, sir. So you can't have no surety in this particular situation.
You could die from a splinter. That ain't got nothing to do with that.
So you made a choice to amputate. I'm with you so far. I like your position. I appreciate your brain. I always tell you that, right? Had you been able to heal the wound between both entities to say, Michael Pinnock stands in the middle, Hubert Ingram on the left-hand side, Minnesota on the right-hand side, and they hold their hands up together.
Jesus, you're trying to make this a trinity.
But this is what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, God.
The power of the Free National Movement would revive overnight, and you know that because you said
but that could never happen.
Some 10 members in the PLP were found wanting or more, that could very well be the answer to a very
but that could never
eminent
happen.
Victory for the FNM.
This could never, what you're talking about, this trifecta.
I wouldn't
say
never.
This trinity.
I wouldn't say never.
That could have never happened.
I wouldn't have said never until today.
Hubert Minnis has never shown a posture where he would genuflect after he ascended to the position of leader of the Free National Movement.
I would never say never.
When he would genuflect to be able to allow a space for Hubert Ingram to get in there.
I understand what you're saying, but I would never say never. I'd never say never.
Yeah, but the time has come and gone, and in hindsight, when we look back, he has never done it. The closest he would have gotten to that is when Hubert Ingram ascended the podium right out here in the back of customs, out here in this area where he's got a carnival ground or something like that, something around here in the back here, right? Where he has ascended that, and everyone say, oh my God, this is a few weeks before the election. Oh my God, the FNM get it together. Hubert Ingram is back
but
again.
But I'm saying it's possible that they could get it together still.
But that wasn't real.
But it don't have to be real. People say the Bahamas ain't a real place too. What are you talking about? This is people that we dealing
sir,
with.
Sir, I just tired of jiving with people. No, you tired of jiving. I tired of bullshit.
But we got some people who shuck and jive all day long, every day. Come on, Howard Grant. This is the Bahamas.
We might as well play blackface too.
But you trying to repair this situation, which I applaud you for, but we know that it's a very real situation and we have much work to be done. Sometimes you and I even get tired sometimes. We say, oh God, Jesus, we tired. But somehow God gives you the strength to continue on, yes or no? Some days you come here all charged with like, God, we going to do this thing. We going to do this. And then other days you're like, my God, I just need a little rest, a little break. It's becoming too much. This is the role of leadership. You are a leader in your own right. Moses, when he put his hands up, Israel was winning. When the hands fall down, they start losing. Howard, you cannot afford to let your hands down. That's the bottom line. So you here at Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, your position here right now is to make the impossible now possible. That is what we do here on Guardian Radio.
And you can do that through Christ.
Yeah, but he could do it. That's why I said the miracle still exists, so you can't say never. Because at the last minute, if Hubert Ingram, which is a mastermind in this country, is able to heal the deadly wound, like it says in the book of Revelation, that the deadly wound was healed.
Hubert Ingram and Jesus.
No, but he could still be used by God to bring the healing.
The closest he come to that is when he was walking up to the podium and they played Nobody Greater. And they say, hold on, wait.
I remember that, right?
They say, hold on, wait, cut that off. That's the closest. He and Jesus.
Yeah.
And he couldn't. And the FNM had to, if your right arm offends you, if your left arm offends you, if your eye offends you, pluck it out, chop the thing off. They had to get rid of this. The first phase is demolition.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
They had to deal with it.
Yes, they did.
They had to. Okay, they did it. Praise God.
So guess what I
said? It was a necessary pill that nobody in the FNM wanted to swallow.
I agree. I'm fighting you. Why do you think I'm fighting you today?
But they had to do it.
Okay then.
I don't care and who supports Dr. Minnis. You know Dr. Minnis is a stubborn man.
Okay,
let's be decent.
Let me be biblical.
He's a rich, stubborn man. He ain't nothing worse than stubborn people with money.
But guess what? You know anyone who have money who don't want more?
No, that ain't have the conversation.
No, you say never.
I am saying to you, based upon what we have seen, at the forefront, based upon recognizing these things, Dr. Minnis is stiff necked. Like a proverbial old dog.
But God could soften the heart, God could soften the heart.
But God ain't never been in this situation.
He could be, though.
Excuse me?
He could be.
For the entire
if you invite him
time...
In, I got to get choichi on
the
you.
The only time... And it's heavy what you say. You have to invite him in.
Yeah.
The only time...
So they definitely need to pray.
The mention of anything from a biblical, religious, faith base was done about Minnis is when the people say, we believe that God has sent Minnis for a time such as this.
Okay.
Because Minnis, and this is how people are trying to be able to devise these things in their head. They say, because Minnis is a doctor and the country is sick and we need a doctor, politicians, of the lawyers, so forth and so on. They have been lying to us. This is the rhythm in which the people have responded to him.
Okay.
That ascent to leadership and the idea that God has sent him has placed him in this position.
Okay.
He never make these declarations, you know. He never make these declarations.
You only say he's the competent authority.
Okay, excuse me. He has never made these declarations. He has never confessed his sins, you know.
But I know
when you're praying over people who are dead, you can't make no more decisions. But we know from a principal standpoint, the only way you can get into the next side and Peter open the gate is you have to confess with your mouth and believe with your heart.
Okay.
If you are stubborn, steadfast, and your heart is a rock in this position and no flesh in that, and you ain't make this conviction and they say these things, how you expect change to happen? The change didn't happen in the FNM.
You sound like a Pentecostal preacher.
It took them too long to recognize that this man's heart was not warmed to the idea that I could be able to be under Michael Pintard's leadership. He ain't into that. being into that.
You're going to catch the spirit of me, man. You ain't even want
Hubert,
me talk.
Hubert Ingram, even in the midst when his daughter, God rest her soul, passed away, he go and try to have a conversation with this man. All of this tribulation was going on, and they still was getting after Minnis.
That's all right.
They still was getting after him.
That's all right.
Okay, now, he finished now. First phase done. He done. Bam.
You think so?
As far as the FNM goes, Minnis is done.
Right now.
I don't know why you're so optimistic about Minnis.
No, what I'm saying to you is that if Minnis is the cause of a schism, if he's the cause of a deadly wound, there's still many people. Howard Grant, I trust you when I say this.
No one is enthusiastic.
Listen to what you're saying to me. I am certain on this show, everybody doesn't love and appreciate Howard Grant.
That's okay.
Everyone doesn't love and appreciate God Roseboro. Everyone doesn't love and appreciate Dwight Strong. Everyone doesn't love and appreciate Z-Line or doesn't like Naughty. The list goes on. When you look at leadership, Brave Davis, not everybody likes. Not everybody likes Pinlin. Not everybody likes Cecil Wallace Whitfield. Everybody didn't like Kendall Nordage. Everybody didn't like. Okay? So everybody can't like Minnis. But I guarantee you this one thing. There are many people in this country who are Free National Movement members who like Dr. Minnis. I know some people right now who are not loyal FNM supporters who are crazy about Dr. Minnis. I can call one name right now and he ain't gonna kill me for it. I could talk with Kevin Andrews down in Adelaide. He loves Dr. Minnis. I'm asking you these things, and I'm saying to you only that if I, Garth Roseboro, I'm a leader, and I could find strength in Howard Grant, I want Howard Grant to stand on my side. That's all I'm simply saying, because I want to win. I don't care. Listen to me. Let me get preachy with you since you got preachy a while ago in the spirit. Pride goes before a fall.
That's why Minnis gone.
And if
because he was egotistical and prideful.
If the royal opposition allows itself to be prideful and doesn't humble themselves.
Humble themselves to who?
Humble themselves to the people and allow people to come and allow people to help build. No. I'm just talking about Minnis only. I'm not talking about the people on a whole. People like yourself, Howard Grant. People like other people who are not in the camp of the Free National Movement. In order for them to ascend, they got to open the doors and allow these people to come in.
Okay, guys.
You can't be knowing all things.
Respectfully, you are my friend. I can say this to you, and I can say this to you on the air. I can say this to you.
Go ahead.
Okay. The Free National Movement as an organization needs not humble themselves as a collective to any individual, ever.
Okay. They don't have to.
There always be as a requirement to the constitution of their organization.
I agree with you.
They should always seek to be able to perpetuate and bring forth those elements in their constitution.
Yes.
That speaks to transparency, that honesty.
Yes.
That speaks to growth and development and forward movement of the Bahamian people. That aligns with the constitution of this country.
Okay.
Okay. Minnis, Ingram, Cecil Wallace Whitfield, Tommy Turnquest, nobody bigger than the Constitution, nobody bigger than the party.
That's the way it's supposed to be, and I agree with you.
Oh, Jesus
God. I agree with you. So let me ask you a question then, since you're so right. What was Minnis' crime? Let me hear this. As to why he should be ousted.
Listen.
I only asked a question.
Respectfully, I don't want to talk about Minnis no more.
Okay,
he finished.
Okay then.
I don't want to hear about him no more. I don't want to talk about him no more. He finished.
Okay.
We could move on. Minnis says that he's going to run in the next general election nomination. That means he's going in as an independent. Because the DNA is not established, he ain't getting the DNA. We called Lincoln Bean already and asked him whether or not he's going to join the COI. Lincoln Bean said, hell no, he ain't getting there. So he's going in as an independent. Now, if you want to talk like that, let's talk like that. Let's talk like that. But let's not talk about the possibility of being able to capture the wind with our hand and be able to create these particular mechanisms as though God is involved. Nothing.
No God in this.
No God in this.
God has left the room.
Listen, no God in this. Minnis never incorporated the concept and idea of supremacy nowhere in his conversations in this.
Anybody got God in it, Howard Grant?
Guys, give me a call. 323-622-32 325-4316. Because God trying to run me hot today. God trying to run me hot today. 323-622-32 325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere for the family of islands. 242-300-5720. Or hit me up. 422-4796. There are real conversations that are happening around us. Now, I gone from phase one. We didn't talk about phase one.
We passed phase one.
Demolition.
In phase two.
Phase two, development.
Okay.
All right. We then go out for the demolition, the demo. The demo is on. Minutes had to make another decision. Phase two,
you
development. All right?
Okay, we're going to development.
Now, in my view, the FNM need to move swiftly to be able to show me something coming out the ground.
Like what?
They have to show me whether or not they're strong, whether or not the cohesion of their organization and the people that they select are working together and, to be able to get to the objective. They need to make a decision for the potential four persons in various constituencies, some maybe more, some less. Being able to touch persons in those constituencies, they need to be able to come down to a decision now and identify. Even if you ain't ratified yet, these are, because you got a shortlist. You got to put some people on the shortlist.
But that would be encouraging, Howard.
All right? You got to put some people on the shortlist.
But according to C. Allen on your show, he said that it's historically been shown that they have selected people within a six-month window.
I'm sick and tired about the historic showing and valuation of these particular things. But people need to know if you're stupid or not.
Yes.
If you have sense or not.
Yes.
Whether or not you have conviction. Whether or not you're a potential thief. They need to come. Let you come in the house and put the Rolex on the side here to see if your eye light up when you walk in the house. People need to know who you are. They need to know who you are. We keep trying to be able to slide these people in on us. 3 weeks before the election, and we ain't got no choice now. We ain't got no choice now because our house then paint red.
They got way too teeth.
Our house then paint red, all the side and paint red, the fascia board red. You know this is the F&M house. So you take your time and come here 7 days before the election and you expect me to vote for you. The devil is a liar. Stop that. The Bahamian people need to make a choice. And if you don't make that choice and provide them with the opportunity, at least you say that the election going to be called potentially in September, we believe.
Informative choice, yes.
Okay, now we need to know who you can send to me.
Please, please, please tell us who you're sending, please.
Now, I know you all have to make these decisions based upon economics, based upon capital, based upon capability, based upon endurance. It's who could last to the end with a little bit of money that they got. This is endurance. Economic endurance.
Howard, I was campaigning.
But you've got to be able to put somebody in this constituency.
Howard, I was campaigning with a particular individual. I can't call their name. And the fellow's very outspoken in the country, right? And the woman say, she hit me, say, you see he got a hole in his socks?
He got a hole in his socks.
She ain't voting for him. He got a hole in his socks. He broke.
He was looking for perfection. Let me take a next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard Grant.
Hey, my dear. What's
up? Well, she sound good, eh?
Garth Roseburg.
Yes, my dear. You sound good. You sound lively.
I'm alive.
Praise God.
Amen to that.
Are you trying to get Howard right up?
Mr. Grant Burroughs, I need your phone number, man. I got some B in my ceiling.
Yeah, I can do that. Mm-hmm. I can do it for the foundation for you.
Listen. Have you heard of the young African president that is making waves?
Yes.
Do you think
what's his name again?
That?
Oh God, what's the boy? Name? What the boy? What's his name again? I can't remember his name.
Abraham Torrey.
Abraham.
Abraham Torrey.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we have Abraham Torrey? One that will serve for the people, the betterment of the people, and not to line his pockets or their pockets and the pockets of their friends and family. Do you think we have one of those in our country?
Let me answer that question.
Because what that young man is doing to pull Africa out of poverty and out of the hands of the colonial masters.
He ain't the first.
No, he ain't the first.
And
but he is trying to
be the last. But for the trail of men with aspirations, whether that's Gaddafi, whether that's Che, whether that is Haile Selassie, whether that is Malcolm X, whether that is Martin Luther King, for the trail of men that sought to bring the black populace into a space of enlightenment and alignment with faith and righteousness, their fate has always been death.
Yes, understood.
Okay. Let's be very
understood.
Clear. Abraham, if I pronounce it right, he hides behind the cloak of a military.
Yes.
Okay?
And that's what's keeping him alive.
That's the only thing right now that keeping breath in his chest. Jesus and that. That's it.
Yeah.
As soon as he presents himself seeking to be able to go off to the UN, the this, the that, all these particular things, and finding himself being able to push back these external entities, the free world, to say, you have to pay your fair share, you have to do this, you have to do that, he will be assassinated also. I hate to say it like that.
He himself expects that.
Okay.
Because he knows that he has this bullseye target on him, chest and back.
Now let's bring it home. Let's bring it home. Let's bring it home.
But he is striving. He is still pushing the time that he has. He's trying to make a mark in the minds of the younger generations of black persons to see that if you push hard enough, if they take one down, a next one rises up, and every time you push, you will get a little further in each time you try.
Now, I believe he tried, the mark you say, you have to be able to take just two letters from that and then be able to spell something else. He will be a martyr. Okay? This ain't me making a prophetic nothing about him. We've identified these things, and I said, when we make these assessments, this is only based upon historic calculations, whether or not there's been a cultural shift and what our expectations could be going forward. Now, there has been nothing that shifted and changed as it relates to black liberation the world over. Now, if there is someone that exists in this country right now that has these elements of aspirations and these sort of an idea of being able to do it, he or she need to do just what I do, and just let's talk about it. Let's see if we could be able to change the minds of the masses that you are now cloaked by the proverbial army of all, as opposed to being able to be an individual that sits in a position and try to be able to speak truth to power without there being consequences. There have been many.
Exactly.
Many men in this country. Let's call a couple most recently. Andre Rollins. Let's go. Gregory Moss. Let's go. Renwood Belts. Let's go. Cassius Stewart. Let's go. Who else I could do? CB Moss. Let's go. Who else we could do? I could do this all day, you know.
There are many. Yeah,
I could do this all day.
Including yourself.
For me, I think one of their mistakes is leaning on political parties to get where they need to be, and I don't feel like they push hard enough. Yes, they try, but they at some level they give up. Look at Andre Rollins; he give up. Reynolds Wells jumped from one ship to the next, trying not to give up.
Yeah, but see. And I appreciate you for. I have to take this telephone. I have to take this commercial break. I appreciate this telephone call, my dear. Let me take this break. But I want to say this to you, though. As we going into break, I want to say this to you. It's unfair for us to be able to just look at the surface of things and make an assessment that's deep. It's a deep assessment, and most times that I've recognized and realized when you come close to that the core of power in this country. You're given an opportunity. When you have a voice, when you have influence, you're given an opportunity or an option. You either choose the political wasteland into nothingness, or you choose this sort of a position where you're placed close to power, but you have to shave some of your convictions. And I think for the most part, a lot of men choose that position where I could live, I could do well, I could feed my family, but I have to shave some of these convictions. Mm-hmm. And they're no longer the men that we envision or that they espouse to be. Let's take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant will be back right after this.
Great Commissions Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support their Stop and Drop program by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to Great Commissions through the Givelify or SunCash apps. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries, God's Storehouse, at 325-5801 for further information or stop by the office on Wolf Road. Be blessed.
Have you already tried our President Butter? Ooh la la. Indulge a little with President, because now more than ever, we need to savor the taste, textures, and feelings to truly enjoy the little things that mean the most. President Butter, something to savor.
Make this Mother's Day extra special with Kelly's House and Home's Mother's Day sale Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Enjoy 20% off a beautiful selection of dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. These are all perfect and stylish gifts to show mom just how much she's loved. Hurry in and take advantage of Kelly's House Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Join me in conversation 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands. 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Now, I want to say this to you, Garth, because this popped back up in my head. Just right?
You got a lot going on in your head, boy.
Yeah, this just popped back up in my head.
Let it pop. Let it rip.
You gave mention to Brian Brown and the constituency of Golden Isles, right? Then you spoke about the fact that, then I started to talk about the character and personality of a constituency. And that pairing well, like a good wine with a specific meal with a particular constituent, right? The reason why Minnis has found a tenure, and he could be able to brag about this sort of an idea that he has existed in Kalani for such a long time, almost two decades, and he wishes to be able to return to that space and get significant support, but I don't know whether or not that's going to take him over the top as it relates to victory. I don't know Minister spend significant money in those constituencies because he never had to. But for him to be able to get his message out, to be able to explain to the people of Kalani just what the hell he's doing, it's going to cost him money. You have to explain to people, what the hell you're doing, sir? You're not a part of a political organization. You don't have nobody supporting you. You don't have nobody behind you. You have to create a message to say, this is what I want to do with Kalani. Because that's the only capacity you have now is the capacity of a member of parliament in a constituency. Your aspirations from a national standpoint are dead in the water. This is duck hunt. Bop, you are dead. Gone. That's finished. Okay. So you have to spend money to explain to people what you can do in this constituency, how you can fix this road, how this area needed this, how you can do this, how you can put all these fire hydrants there because we're dealing with this. He have to do all of this with money. And the first thing that people can ask him, but Jesus God, 20 years for you to do that. He was the whole prime minister and you ain't do that before. He have an uphill battle to fight. And the only thing that's propelling him is ego. That's it. The only is political ego for him to believe he that don't make no sense to me. All right. So he paired well with the constituency of Kalani because of the aspirations that exist in that constituency. There are entrepreneurs, there are business owners, there are educated people, this is affluent people, these are there is a healthy mix of people who have worldviews and they look at finances as opposed to political position.
Okay.
So he paired well with them, all right? When you look at a constituency like Golden Isles.
Break it down. Let me hear this.
Golden Isles shares a great deal of the convictions and the aspirations that Kalani has. But they are just coming out. This would be the perceived or the identified middle class or upper middle class in our society.
Yes.
Okay. It is very important that you pair an individual who shares those aspirations, those ideas, whether that be family values, whether that be the values of business. I just got to be very clear with you. I don't think this is not the first time we've heard this, Garth.
Hey, listen to you.
This is not the first time that we've heard this. Uh-huh. That there are some boxes that you got to tick.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay? Whether that be family values, whether that be aspirational values, whether that be an understanding of our position. People want to solidify. Okay, listen. These people are three checks away from poverty.
Okay.
They ain't going to see this.
I'm following you.
See, some people are a check away. They're two, three checks away. Mm-hmm. The majority of those persons in Kalani now don't even depend upon a check. Mm-hmm. The people in Golden Isles want to find themselves in the position where, and most of us want to find ourselves in the position where we could be able to move with our passions and determinations and fulfill those things, as opposed to being able to count our pennies every day.
Okay.
Okay, so Golden Isles is at least at a comfortable position. Now, the Free National Movement has to recognize the character of each one of the constituencies and choose someone well.
Okay.
And the reason why they don't just come out the gate and say, oh, it's going to be Brian Brown, or it's going to be this one, because when they chose Kenyatta, do you know that Kenyatta was supposed to be in that position?
For Golden Isles? Okay. That's when Vaughn Miller was around? During that time?
Kenyatta stepped down from the position that gave Vaughn Miller the opportunity.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. You have to solidify yourself with strength and check those particular boxes for a party to no holds bar say you getting it. Okay. The party did that exact same thing with Ricardo Grande and West Grand Mahama on the by-election. Ricardo Grant has taken on a position before anyone showed up. He was already touching people. He was doing this. He's doing that. Now he could be able to give his resume to the people of the organization and say, well, I've been touching people. I've been doing this. Isaac Grant, it's a great opportunity. It's a good relationship. You should give me an opportunity. Bam. The party decided to go Ricardo Grant.
Yes, sir. I recall.
And they get slaughtered.
I recall.
Because all of us was looking at the surface, at the superficial aspect of what this could be able to mean. And the constituents were saying, this man don't share in the values that we do. Even though he's a Grant and we love Grants, this man has had issues from moving from one church to another. Moving from one church to another.
And as such.
As a bishop, he's supposed to be the husband of one wife.
Okay, so the values didn't add up. And I got you.
So the scrutiny has led the constituents who's supposed to vote for you to move contrary. The party got to consider these things.
I agree with you.
The party got to consider these things.
I agree with
you. So to say, no matter, Ricardo Grant spent all this money. He didn't tell the people he ain't got no money, you know. He didn't come out and say, then spend all my money, don't look for nothing for me, boom, boom. All these things go on the checklist with the heaping people make it say, oh, you broke, eh? All right, you broke.
You see what I'm saying?
You dissy. All right, you daddy. Okay. And they check it off, and they did not vote for him. He was not victorious. He was not victorious. Okay. So you think that the FNM or the PLP or the COI would like to make a decision to choose a person to put the mechanism of the organization behind them and to find them fail just before the end, the finish line? I wouldn't want that.
I wouldn't want that either.
I wouldn't want that either. So allow the process to take its course.
I just saying, Howard Grant, I don't know how much money you lost when you ran the DNA.
Maybe about $7,000.
Okay.
Well, and I couldn't call that loss.
Well, I invested.
That's a hell of an experience.
But I'd
be like Loretta. I never lose. I only learn.
I invested 35.
1,000?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Jesus. That's on you, sir.
I mean, I know it was on me, but I was feeling good right up until I got the phone call. And the phone call said, buddy, I can need a nomination.
So this was with the PRP first?
Yeah.
Okay.
2000.
And then you went independent?
No.
No, I mean, recently you did that.
I was appointed. I was appointed to BAIC as a senior consultant. Mm-hmm. You know, inside the party, it's very tumultuous at times. There's a lot of envy and jealousy and backbiting and slashing of throats. And, you know, I'm not that type of person. And so, you know what I'm going to do after
Somebody text me and say, please, sir, I hope you meant Tellison Wells and not that other Wells. This is the only one, money, power, Okay, I'm not even going
to
read this.
See, this season?
This is what's happening.
Can I say this, Howard Grant?
And this is what's happening in this country.
I want to talk to the listeners today. You know something? Howard Grant, you've invited me into this space, and it's been quite some time. I have never seen this level of sensitivity since being on your show. Never.
What you mean? In the country?
Everything what we say, it's a barrage of people come down on your head every day and say, you know
but
what?
That's okay.
You talking fool. You talking crap. It doesn't matter what you say. If you say Jesus is Lord, they say, I's a heathen, I's a pagan, I don't believe in God, I'm an atheist.
But that's okay.
This is what is happening now in the silly season.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why it's okay. I don't expect my word, when I speak in this particular space, to be the be-all that ends all. I expect it to stir a social conversation that takes your mind away from rhythm and the conditioning that you've had before. I never talk to you about the same old things that everybody talking to you about. I always break it down, and I want you to think about it. And if you come with a rebuttal that says, contrary, I accept it. Now we could talk. Now we could talk. And in the midst of this conversation, I believe we could find an answer. But if I get you with the same old things what the fella's been saying from 1973, all these talking points, and I expect to be able to win this kind of an argument, then none of us get nowhere.
Okay, so let me learn something today before I leave from your brain. First, you said it was the demolition process, right? Mm-hmm. You said the second process was what?
Development.
Development. And so you said development is identifying.
The third phase should be deliverance. My God, I'm too good at this.
Deliverance?
Demolition, development, deliverance.
What's deliverance?
Deliverance is winning. Deliverance is them winning and finding victory after they've done everything that they're supposed to do. Now, for me, the demolition process has taken a hell of a lot of time.
Which it did.
Oh, Jesus, that just takes a lot of time. Because you didn't really want to shave the whole building down. You're trying to save something. So when you're developing, you didn't have to go through all that.
Well, guess what?
But they had to push this whole thing down.
No, you know in construction, it's better just to mash it up, right? And rebuild it, right?
That's when you got money.
Yeah, when we're talking about...
You ain't got no
money. You ain't got no money. F&M. Please stop talking fool.
Let's call money social support at this point. They don't have the social support to say, like you said, there's still people that support Menace. They don't have that momentum to say eradicate Menace. People pushing back on that right now.
But you say we ain't talking about Menace no more, so I understand what you're saying.
But I'm just giving you an example.
Yeah.
People pushing back on that right now.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to the demolition stage, you have to make a determination. What's good with this? What's good with that? Is this still a good structure? Can I put a bell course on this? You think the weight of this particular thing could happen? That take them way too long. It take them way too long.
That's what I said.
Now, thank God they got the material right there. They could quickly build to get to a development aspect.
How quickly do you think the building's going to take? Give me a time frame.
The next
months.
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
The building have to take place in the next 3 weeks.
I was going to say 3 months.
The building have to happen before the end of end of May 31st. By May 31st, if the F&M don't show you at least 20 people that have been ratified and identified in certain constituencies, they're not going to win the next general election.
So Bray, between June 6th and June 9th, he's making proclamation. So you're saying that they have to do it before Bray makes a proclamation?
They have to do it before Bray makes any proclamation.
And if they don't, what's the repercussion?
Now, we don't know what proclamations Bray is making. We are saying we know that the chairman of the organization has said, on the strength of our organization. If on June 6th you're testing the strength of the organization, and at the first week of May, Michael Pintard in his particular capacity could indicate that we believe that an early election will be called in September, then you don't have no time. Then you don't have no time. You have to take all this into consideration. Children coming home from school, you got to be prepared. People get on vacation. People in setup to be able to go on cruises and so forth and so on. If an early election call, you have to show yourself prepared.
But almost 50 years ago, we had election in July, I think it was July 19th, 1977.
But people wasn't traveling then. We was trying to make money at that time. Nobody's making it. Yeah, we wasn't no major traveling.
Why are you so disgusted today, man?
Now, we traveling. We got money. Mm-mm.
All right.
So. You got to tell me if anything happening, because my wife won't go to Uncle Wally now.
Walmart. Oh, Wally.
She won't go to Wally.
But the price is changing.
Walmart.
Tariffs ain't affecting that.
Well, either that or she can ask me to go to Panama, but she won't go shopping for things.
Shopping.
So if that's going to happen, we got to now look at some things to even consider the Free National Movement. Development stage got to be swift.
So you're saying in 3 weeks' time we should have something?
They better.
And if they don't?
Then they're not ready. We have already seen people in the PLP say, my head hurt and I don't think I can run next time. My bladders. And now they got to fall in line with the party. So after they then fall in line with the party, the PLP did what they're supposed to do. They come in to win. Quick break, gonna be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation. We'll be back right after this. The
Foundation. The Foundation. Pinder Skying, a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain. Comes in four colors, tones, and shades. There's Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Gris. Sky Gris, as you'd imagine, gives you a smoky kind of feel. It's not heavy and depressing, but gives the area a chill feeling. The Sky series comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot. I really like this series for big space traffic. The Sky series at Pinder Tile.
Fancy this! One-of-a-kind pesto club sandwiches from Burger King NASA like you've never tasted before. Choose from a juicy chicken breast or 100% flame-grilled beef patty topped with irresistible fresh pesto spread, cheese, crisp bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Or start your mornings right with the pesto chicken crisp sandwich for breakfast. It's a delicious chicken patty topped with cheese, tomato, fresh pesto spread on a classic buttery BK croissant. The pesto club sandwiches are new, fresh, and only at Burger King NASA.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible. For everyone, everywhere. For every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Very quickly, just to be able to do these things. I know you guys want to be able to call and I can take two telephone calls, but I just want to tell Garth this. I believe by the 16th of... this is what my belief is now.
Of May.
By the 16th of May, which is next weekend, right? Not this weekend. The Free National Movement should have identified those persons, if they are individuals in various constituencies, because every constituency don't have four people. There are some people who they are satisfied with and they expect them to be the name candidate. I expect those persons to... I'm not in the FNM's business, but I'm saying... If the leader is projecting this sort of an idea about the possibility that they we can call a snap election this year, if you believe that by the next budget that the PLP is preparing themselves to go to a general election, if your belief is these particular things, if you see that they're giving out keys to a property where, plaster on a house or whatever, let's just say hypothetically, this is not actually happening, but I'm saying hypothetically. If you could see that this administration is feverish as it relates to being able to make decisions to show a sense of productivity, and you make that assessment that there will be a snap election called, I expect by May 16th, everyone who is an individual in various constituencies, whether that be East Grand Bahama, whether that be Marco City, whoever these particular spaces are, some that already have candidates and some that the party is satisfied that these particular persons, after the vetting process, are those candidates, they should be ratified by next weekend. They should be ratified. I believe that there are at least 15 of them. May 16th, we should see at least 15 persons ratified in the Free National Movement. I don't know none of their business. I'm simply saying, if this is your belief, then this is what we should see. Now, there are some constituencies that have three and four candidates. Mm-hmm. Let's take Southern Shores. Mm-hmm. Okay? You should be able to create a shortlist by May 9th, which is day after tomorrow. Shortlist. Just a shortlist. You have to shortlist people now. You see, the FNM has already done the hard thing. They get rid of Dr. Minnis. You understand how to be able to use the scissors to cut now. Now you got to cut. Now, the beautiful thing about the PLP, people are when people do that sugaring thing under the arm, you ever see them do the waxing thing? Right? Mm-hmm. You ever see people, mm-hmm. they just put the wax on you and then they pull it off and you have this kind of a pain. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the professional people take their arm, their hand, and they rub over the over that kind of a, that sore spot. Mm-hmm. They rub over it to take the tension off of it and then they blow on it. And so you don't feel the pain as much. The PLP are experts at that. They know how to cut you. Listen, the PLP know how to cut you and then quickly give you a little soft something. Listen.
Oh, yeah, you can be straight.
We can get you straight.
Yeah, you can be straight.
We can get you straight.
Oh, you know we got you.
The FNM doesn't do that so well.
They don't do that?
No, they don't do that so well.
How you know that?
Because it was a part of the organization, sir.
Okay.
They don't do it so well.
I'm just checking because they make it look like these things.
I was, past tense, was a part of the organization.
They take care of you?
They don't do it. They haven't taken care of a great deal of people. If we open up the lines for that, it'll be too long. Right? They are not good at that. The majority of conversations that led the Free National Movement up to the 2017 election was them telling Minnis, you got to take care of the FNM. Minnis, you got to take care of us. Minnis, you got to take care of us. Mm-hmm. And he still didn't take care of
them. Take care of them. Okay.
He still didn't do it. Okay? So the PLP know how to cut and rub and blow.
Oh, yeah, they just blow.
You're good, baby. You good? You good?
You know where they blow it anyway.
Sir, you don't do much, right?
Yeah.
The FNM has to learn that. Mm-hmm. And it takes this kind of... strength and leadership to identify some people who can get cut. That's it.
All right.
It's the initial short list. You got 4 or 5 candidates in the constituency. You got to be able to work it down to two. Just two. Just two. Choose between this person and that person. That's it. Everybody who was supporting the other two, find yourself here supporting one of these two. And after that, when we make our decision, by the time as we get to May, what's the next time? May 16th. And then, so May 23rd. By the 23rd, the FNM should make an announcement. This is me. This is just Howard Grant. The FNM should make an announcement that all additional candidates.
Before you go to that line quickly, so how does that work with the whole idea of possibly changing the boundaries if you name these candidates?
There's only one boundary that can change.
Okay.
Statistically.
Okay.
And that could possibly be Kalani.
Okay.
They're not going to do the two anymore. The PLP, because the FNMs, they're lingering in phase one, the PLP doesn't feel pressured to be able to create another seat for themselves.
But that would be an even count, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
that's 46.
So if it's 40 seats, all right?
So what about a 2020 split?
It ain't going to be a 2020 split.
That's what you're counting on, but it could possibly be a 2020 split.
Yeah, but the society has already pushed past that sort of an idea, right? It ain't gonna be those things. And then you have to take into consideration the independents and who independent could be able to take these things over. Who independent could be able to do what?
Well, I know Kai Mills is pretty strong in Abaco.
Kai Mills is strong in Abaco. Pine Ridge is still strong. You still be able to see Marco Pine and Pine Ridge being able to take on that kind of a strong position.
Yeah, you're right.
There is Minnis now. He is still strong. He's going to be very strong in Kalani. And there are other persons that we possibly haven't heard of yet.
Okay.
Right? That can possibly be able to take on a very strong position. Yeah. No one know where Lincoln Bain can run, but you know he can take at least 600 votes. You understand? Who knows? I don't know.
And Aronson takes 600 right? votes.
You
said Aronson takes 600, you said. Family and loyalty, people.
I listen into Aram if he would be quiet. Because sometimes he's talking, put our foot in our mouth. And people assessing every word that you say.
Okay, so then we can put Howard Grant and Bascom.
You ain't putting everybody. Howard Grant nowhere.
Yeah, we putting Howard Grant. Because if we pray in people, we believe and God will send a man. To save West Grand
out of the cloud, like Elijah? What you talking about out of the cloud?
Take your last call.
Let me take this last call. Call it on the line. Go ahead.
Howard, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
I figured I'd call today in good company.
Thank you, man.
Both of you and myself have all offered ourselves and have run in general election.
Yes.
Now, I only spent $400, but I only got 10.
Come get off this phone. You only spent $400
in pennies.
In pennies. I only got 10 votes, $40 a vote. Basically,
Jesus
if you do
God
the math.
Almighty.
But I want to wrap you up with this. All of the people you spoke of today that are in government right now can present bills. So if any of them cared about the people, they would have presented a bill after the last 51 years, and surely after the last 4 years, to double the senior citizens' pension. They have not even chosen to present that bill. None are worthy. You have a good one.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. We're fresh out of time. Garth, I always appreciate good talking.
And I enjoyed this.
Phase one.
I try to challenge
phase
you.
Phase two, phase three. You can't get to phase three, which is delivery. You remember when Atlantis was building?
Yeah.
And the first time would have heard the introduction of a concept of phasing was introduced to us by Atlantis. I mean, as a collective.
I try to do
as a community.
I try to do the same thing to you.
Right?
I try to get you in phases.
Phase one, we saw the thing. They demolished the space. They did everything they did. Phase two was development stages. In the midst of development stages, people started living in the thing. And while the people was living in the thing, they was making money, then they go on to phase three. Phase three is the delivery stage. But deliverance.
Well, each show I said with you, the one thing I like with your show the best is at the end of your show, you've laid the foundation.
Appreciate the opportunity. Always appreciate your involvement, your contribution. I hope that we said something that can be able to at least charge in your mind a polarizing position, whether you agree strongly or you disagree strongly. But we want you to be able to involve yourself in the growth and development of this country so we can collectively and perpetually move forward, upward, onward, and together. It's The Foundation, guys. You're going to see you tomorrow. Godspeed right here on The Foundation.